The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio appreciates the support from our sponsors. Make sure you check out these great companies. Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. Go to sunwarrior.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora and new Immuniflora. Learn more at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, extraordinary pet food that has set the new standard of purposeful pet food. Paleo Magazine is now all digital, so you can go to paleomagazine.com and subscribe. Also, the Wellbeing Journal, combining physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. VegWorld Magazine. Sign up and get a free online subscription at VegWorldMag.com. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, the only nonprofit academic society dedicated to sports nutrition and supplementation. Learn more at SportsNutritionSociety.org. And Thorne Research, redefining what it means to be well and pushing the limits of human potential. Go to the sponsor page at OneLifeRadio.com for links and listener discounts. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Go higher, baby. I know I do. Hello, everyone. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk Junior. It's Wednesday. It's actually WTF Wednesday. That's what we named it this morning.
Is it one of those days?
Oh, Lord Jesus. If you only knew. I'm glad there's no cameras in my house, is all I can say. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. We'll call it WTF Wednesday.
It's WTF Wednesday. Yes, it is. And, I don't know. What do we want to talk about? Want to talk about masks? Want to talk about vaccines? Want to talk about hyperbole?
We can talk about it. We can talk about whatever you want.
Oh, my God. Like, I've just had enough. I've had enough. And I think everybody out there can relate. Like, I feel like the world's gone mad.
I think it's getting a little... In my opinion, I think it's getting a little out of hand.
It is
stuff.
Out of hand.
Some stuff. There are some serious issues, and I'm being very vague, but I'm just saying there are some things that I feel like are getting a little out of hand.
Yeah. No, I know. And I didn't sleep well last night. I heard news of a 21-year-old girl here in Dallas who was shot in the head and murdered at her doorstep going into her apartment. And you hear stories like that, and you're like, I lose faith in humanity, and I didn't sleep well. You have daughters. I have daughters. You know, one of the hardest things in life is to raise your children well and to teach them to be responsible. And it's getting harder and harder every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. No, it seems like every day too, I've noticed on my social media feed, there's like a missing child somewhere. And it's every day. That's all I think about is that could have been my daughter this time. And it's just, I feel like I'm seeing that way too much lately.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's not all women, but it is mostly women, I'm going to say, that put their pictures out and just say, look at me. Oh, my God. Look at me. Look how pretty I am. You know, just look at me.
I'm laughing at the voice. Laughing at the situation. I was laughing at your voice.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And really am. Okay. All right.
I just didn't want to sound rude for laughing.
No, I thought, I'm glad you laughed. It made me actually feel good.
It was a good voice. It really was. I liked it.
I have many voices.
Yes. I know. You are good. I like your mafia voice as well. That's one of my favorites.
You want an egg, Tony? Tony, have an egg. Or Tony, eat an egg from The Sopranos.
Forget about it, yeah.
Tony, forget about it. Tony, eat an egg.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I got to stop.
All right, yeah,
stop.
Let's go on some positive stuff.
I'm going to go off the deep end if I don't. I need some exercise.
Yeah, there we go.
So I've got Tina Burnett Allen. Are you there with us, Tina, or have you hung up?
Yeah. No, I was just laughing, inside laugh here. Y'all going back and forth about the craziness of these days. It is. It's nuts. It is.
It is. And it's really nuts.
I was talking to a client before this about, you know, Well, Jill was training with me before, Jill Lane, and I was asking her if her husband's restaurant is going to, you know, still enforce the masks. I was curious what most restaurants are going to do, and she said that their employees will all wear the masks, but they will give the patrons their choice of wearing them or not when they come into the restaurant. And I think that's how most of the places are. I think that's going to be common for most restaurants in any way, in my opinion, but I think that's how it should be, you know. But I think there's going to be a lot of finger pointing going on with people looking at you, like looking down at you because you're not wearing your mask. It's, you know, and I get it, but we don't have to. We have the right to wear it or not wear it. And, you know, a lot of people have gotten the vaccines or have antibodies, and not everybody knows that. If you know you're not going to have it or going to give it to somebody, then, you know, don't be judging people that aren't wearing the mask. All I'm going to say.
It's gotten pretty crazy. Well, and speaking of Jill Lane, one of my most favorite people on the planet. She's amazing. The girl's so smart. She's just amazing. And she was on the show at the very beginning. You and she and I were like the Charlie's Angels of radio there for a while. But Jill and her husband Michael opened a really great restaurant on Lower Greenville, just a couple blocks down from Central Market.
Upper
Greenville, just a couple blocks down, headed north on the right hand side on Greenville Avenue, and it's got a really great menu. They've got really good barbecue. Of course, I didn't eat the barbecue, but they have a lot of great sides if you're vegan, that are vegan as well. So, her husband Michael is an excellent chef, and the restaurant is called Oaked, and it's on Upper Greenville, just a couple blocks down from Central Market. Check it out and support a local business. They are a great family, and they've got three beautiful little children, and they're great people. So. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk today, Tina, about fitness. It is WTF Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Tina Burnett Allen, she has a bachelor's of kinesiology, and she is certified in strength and conditioning. She's a specialist, actually, in that field. She's also certified in biomechanics, and she's been in the fitness industry for over 30 years, teaching cardiovascular classes at several of Dallas's top studios and health clubs, as well as instructing and developing resistance training programs for individuals and groups in the gym and in the home. She also was named top female personal trainer in DFW a few years ago by the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame, which include a lot of really cool people, by the way. You can contact Tina at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com. That's tbfitnesspro@gmail.com or on Instagram at tbfitnesspro. Okay.
You got to do that voice like once a day.
A belly girl voice.
Oh, my God. You just don't close your lips. You just talk with your tongue kind of hanging out. That's how you do it.
Oh, that's great. I'm just picturing, when you said your tongue hanging out, I just picture a pug.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and that's another thing. Put your tongue in your mouth, okay?
Yeah. No more duck face and put your tongue in your mouth.
What's up with the tongue hanging out of the mouth? I do not get that. I don't like it. Put your tongue in your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, put that on a t-shirt. That's a great idea. I might do it.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
You better cut me in.
I will. But I'll put your name under it. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, so Tina is a fitness pro. We know that. She's amazing. She's been on the show for years. The topic that she picked today was 5 thinking traps to avoid when trying to lose weight. So let's talk about it, Tina. What are the 5 thinking traps to avoid when trying to lose weight?
Well, I think what most people find when they're on a weight loss or a fat loss journey is it's easy to get frustrated and bummed out, and if every day's not, if their eating is not perfect, or if they, you know, they slip up and have pizza or whatever it might be. But the key really with this and with anything in life is mindset, and we talk a lot about mindset and how important it is to think in a positive, give positive self-talk. Because when you get off track, you have to be able to have that positive self-talk to get you back on track, so you don't just blow your entire plan of, you know, changing your body. So there's just certain things, like the things we can say to ourselves that aren't great things to say. And one of them, the first one is, today was a bad eating day. Mm. So when you say something to your, when you define your eating habits as good or bad, it can really set you up for failure. And when you say to yourself, "Oh, I had a bad day and eating day," and that creates a guilt and a shame, and that's something that just totally sabotage. You got to be positive when you're trying to, you know, change your body, and it's a journey, and you have to continue to try to self talk in a positive way and not think, "Oh, well, you know, God, I ate pizza and then I had cake and then, well, yeah, okay, that's okay." But the thing you need to do is just get back right back on the wagon the next day and get back on track. Don't just let it totally sabotage, you know, your whole plan to lose weight. And figuring out kind of what the triggers are that lead you to those undesirable behaviors when you're trying to lose weight. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Well, for me, it's stress. And I, you know, Junior, I don't know if you do this, but like last night, I'll be completely transparent here. You know, I've been under a lot of stress, more than I should be. And so last night, after I prepared dinner, didn't even get my daughter home from work, had to pick her up. I got home at like 8:45, prepared dinner. We were eating at like 9:01 or something like that, because I kind of had some of it prepared beforehand. But I was so stressed out from the day, you know, that even after I ate dinner, I found myself in the refrigerator eating this fudge cake that I shouldn't even have in the house, and, you know, just taking big spoonfuls of it and totally enjoying it. But then afterwards thinking, why did you do that, Bernadette?
Was it the chocolate cake from Italy?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. She brought me, Junior, she brought me some of that when I was, I don't know if everybody knew this, but I just had hip replacement, total hip replacement. So I was stuck in the house for 3 weeks, not being able to drive. And I was like, she was like, "I'm going to come see you. What can I bring you?" And I said, "A bottle of wine and some chocolate cake."
And so, of course, I did it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to.
Of course. Oh, my God. I've never tasted anything like it. It's the best. It was like chocolate mousse and ganache and fudge. Yeah. I don't know what all was in there. But it's really, you just can't put that in your fridge, Bernadette, because I didn't eat. You know, I was doing the spoonfuls of that, like through the day, I'd go get it out of the refrigerator and have one bite and then put it back. And then later I'd come back. You can't stop eating it. You just have to not have it in your house.
Well, the only reason I go to Italy is really for the bread, the organic bread. They have amazing organic bread, because I have always been a fan of Jimmy's food store, which is, where is it? It's at the corner of, I know someone will text me, Marie will text me. I think it's Haskell, and I can't think of the cross street. Been there for years. The DiCarlo family are an amazing family, and because there's been a lot of controversy in the news. They say if you go to Italy, then you're against a Jimmy's food store. That's not true. I've been a longtime customer of Jimmy's, and I will be till the day I die or they go out of business, which will hopefully be never. But they do have that chocolate cake, and it was to die for, and it was right over by your house. So I feel like I have to defend myself.
I have yet to go there. So since I just started driving, that hadn't been on my list of priorities to go visit. But I'm kind of scared to go in there.
Yeah. Well,
you know, what I might end up bringing home.
Well, as my trainer, you know that my weakness is bread. I love bread. I grew up on Italian bread. My family, it was in the bread business and the shoe business. You know, Italians, they do a lot of things really well, right? Yep. Bread is one of them. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I go in there for mostly. Bread and butter. That's another weakness. Oh, I had some of that last night, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, dear.
Man, lots of weaknesses yesterday.
I know.
At least you worked out with me.
Yep.
I did.
Burned some calories, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Let's go to break real quick. When we come back, more coming up with Tina Bernat. We're talking about 5 thinking traps to avoid when trying to lose weight. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Find us on Facebook, hit like, and follow us at One Life Radio.
Hello, everybody. Are you ready? We're back. We are live from Dallas, Texas, broadcasting on iHeartMedia. This is Bernadette with Junior and Tina Burnett. Continuing on, our topic today is five thinking traps to avoid when trying to lose weight. Number one was today is a bad eating day. Number two is the scale isn't budging, so I must be doing something wrong. What's wrong with that kind of thinking, Tina?
Well, first of all, as I've always told my clients and anybody that ever asks, and most fitness professionals agree that it's really not a great idea to, first of all, to weigh yourself every day. And it's certainly not because the scale, as we know, does not measure body composition. It measures weight. And what you really need to be focusing is on your muscle to fat ratio. And like I'll have women, typically it's more women than men because men can lose weight much quicker than women can. Because of testosterone and other factors, but women tend to get too focused on what the scale says. And I'll have women that'll be, I always measure inches, because I want them to see that their inches are going down, even though the scale might not be changing, because you can lose fat and it not show on the scale, especially if you're starting, you know, a weight training program where you're, or any kind of, you know, fitness program, specifically weight training, because you can start adding muscle and then you might be losing fat and the scale might not budge at all.
Right.
And then, but you might be losing fat. And then eventually the scale will start to come down if you stick with it, of course. But it's easy to get down on yourself if you get on the scale. Plus we, you know, water retention, you know, you can gain, you can go up or down 5 pounds easily, depending on what you ate or how many fluids you drank, or what time of day you weigh yourself. I always say, if you're going to weigh yourself, do it first thing in the morning when you, you know, after you've had a bowel movement specifically.
Oh, thanks for that.
It
visual.
It
gross. I love that, Tina. You and Jill.
Yeah. I just want to let y'all know you got to poop first.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. All right.
Anyway,
we're going to go off the air now. No, I'm joking.
Okay. Don't get too caught up. Don't get too caught up on the scale. Focus on how you look and how your clothes fit. And you know, and if you're lifting, you think you're getting stronger and you feel better, that should be really more of your focus. And eventually, because when you think negative and you start getting frustrated, it causes stress, which can cause you to not gain weight. I mean, not lose weight. It can cause you to, you know, that cortisol goes up, your body just wants to hold on to fat.
Yeah.
So just avoid that. Again, it's thinking positively. And then the third one.
Well, hold on. I want to ask you. Hold on, I want to ask Junior. Okay. Junior, are you do you weigh yourself every day?
I used to. I used to back in the day when I was you know, dieting a lot, but now I don't really anymore because it just doesn't, to me, the number doesn't really matter. I more care about, am I going down a pant size or something like that, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Or are my shirts a little bit looser? That's more
How you feel in your clothes is always a good measurement, I think, or just how you feel overall. But what's number three, Tina, on this list of five thinking traps to avoid when trying to lose weight?
I totally messed up. Now I have to start all over. That's kind of an all or nothing mentality, and it's not a way to create a healthier lifestyle at all. You know, the goal should not be perfection; it should be about progress and taking your time and being patient with yourself and saying, okay, you know, I didn't do great today, or you know, but let's get back on track. Like I said earlier, let's get back on track tomorrow, and just keep that positive idea that it's a progress. Taking weight of my client that I've talked about on the air before that had her baby last March, it's taken her a year really to get, she's down to lower than she was when she got pregnant on the scale. But we've been measuring her pretty much every like 6 to 8 weeks. I do her measurements of her arm and her waist and her hips and her thigh. And they've been going down. It's like all of a sudden over the last like 2 or 3 months, the scale's starting to really show it. And she's looked fantastic. She's getting all these compliments. She was like, what are you doing? Of course, she says, oh, it's all because of Tina. And I'm like, thanks. I give her the direction, but she does the work. So it's just focusing on taking your time. That's the healthier way to get weight off and being patient with yourself and not getting you know, sidetracked because of, you know, you messed up a day or two, or maybe even it was a week. Maybe you were on a vacation and you had lost weight and then you go, like, spring break's coming up and, you know, people are going to go on vacation and they may not stick to the fitness, you know, program and may gain a little bit of weight, but you get back and you just get back on track. That's all you got to do.
Well, you know, you train equally men and women. So do men complain about this more? Or are women more obsessed, I guess, is what I'm asking, with their weight or, you know, losing weight than men? What do men complain about? Give us a little window to peek into. What do men do that?
They're always complaining about their gut, you know, because, you know, men tend to put weight on, especially as they get past, you know, 40. In their midsection. And whereas women do too, but you know, it's kind of an age. Like women, when they're younger, tend to have more weight. We tend to have it more in our lower body and our legs and our hips and butt. And I think, and then as women get older, because the hormone changes, then women start to get that belly fat. But I think the men mostly are just want to get rid of the belly fat. Men still in their mind think it's about doing a bunch of ab work. And I just try to continue to tell my men, my male and my female clients that, you know, it's doing ab work is not going to get rid of the fat around the muffin top or the belly. It's got to be working all the muscles. In fact, the most important muscles in the body to work for getting your body fat down is lower body, because those are the big muscles that burn more calories. And that's, you got to work those to really get all of your body fat down all over your body, whether it's in your stomach or your legs or your butt. So.
Yeah, some people are lucky, they gain weight all over so it's less noticeable. And then some people, you know, the first place that they gain it or lose it is in the face or the hips or whatever, the belly. But, you know, on this list is it interesting. It says, which is kind of like the other one that we had today was a bad eating day. It's very similar. I really shouldn't be eating this. What's up with that? Why is that a trap?
Well, I think it's important that even if you are on a weight loss or fat loss journey, it's important to still allow yourself a treat, you know, a cheat meal here and there, and be okay with that, because it's a part of a healthy relationship with food. It's if you just try to just be so strict all the time, that again can just set you up for failure, and where you just totally give up and just say, forget it, I can't do this. I'm just, you know, and then you gain your weight back or whatever. I think it's important to indulge in something that you really like, though. Don't just eat something because it's in front of you. You know, think about kind of, I always tell my clients, kind of plan when you want to have your cheat meal, know what that cheat meal is going to be, and do that, and then get back on track the next day. But like, say you go to a party and you're that was not going to be your cheat night, but they have this, you know, chocolate cake from Italy there. And you know, you're like, well, if that's what you want to have as your treat, then enjoy it. But you know, then that's your cheat, you know, that's your cheat. So, but it's still allowing yourself that you can eat healthy 80-90% of the time, but still enjoy some indulgences, you know, 10% of the time.
Yeah. And really try, I think, the best way to have, to stay at a healthy weight is to eliminate all the stress that you can from your life. You know, it really makes a big difference, because when you're under a lot of stress, you kind of tend to lose control. You know, it's easy to, that easy fix of going to the refrigerator and having that delicious chocolate fudgy cake to release endorphins or dopamine, you know, it's a quick fix. And, but it's really not the best choice. I mean, once in a while is okay, you know, to do something like that, of course, but you don't want to make it like your regular diet or part of your regular diet.
And enjoy it, and then don't beat yourself up about it, you know, but just, it's like, all right, so I did that. That was it. But I'm now, it's not like every night that you're going to do that. It's okay. So I had it last night. I'm done. So let's get to another week of healthy eating to achieve my goal and progress into my weight loss journey. And then again, plan for your next cheat. But I'm kind of a believer in, like, you know, one cheat meal a week. If you can, you know, and just address the time, and just making sure that you're eating, if you're craving, and a lot of the stress eating it's stress eating, it's emotional eating. And that's kind of, you kind of have to almost set that aside, that's kind of, you know, it's like a different area to and how to handle that, because it's about managing your stress, not necessarily your eating, because if you can manage your stress, then managing your eating is much easier. So finding ways to manage your stress.
And what is the best way to manage your stress? You know the answer, so do I. And people forget about it over and over again. You and I talked about it yesterday. It's exercise.
Sleep.
And sleep.
Well, sleep and exercise are the top two.
Yeah, but if you exercise, when on the days that you exercise, you sleep better. I mean, it's a fact. It's just a fact.
Yep.
You know, okay, so, you know, on this list, five thinking traps to avoid when trying to lose weight, this is probably my favorite one because it's just kind of funny, actually. And it, oh my gosh. Here's the question. It's like, the statement, I should say, does this make me look fat? What do you want to say, Tina?
The one question that women love to ask their spouses or, you know.
mistake, everyone.
Whatever. Does this make me look fat? And the husband's going, no, honey, you know.
What is he going to say? Just, yeah.
Well, or yeah, she. Exactly. You know, if he doesn't want to get a black eye, you know. So, no, I just think, again, it's all along the lines of this kind of language really kind of reinforces the bad habit of just negativity towards your body. You need to, even though you might look in the mirror and go, wow, you know, you realize, you know, you're not liking what you see, you know, you need to lose weight. But, you know, it's like when you go shopping and you're putting on clothes and you're like, oh, this might look fat or whatever. And I just think it's not making your weight's appearance as the focal point of your life. I mean, yes, it's important. We all need to take care of ourselves, but it's just trying to find clothes and put them on that make you feel good about yourself and focus on that and how certain clothes do make you feel. And wear things that you know. I mean, it's like if you're a little overweight, you probably don't want to wear really tight clothes because that is going to make you look, you know. You're going to make you look fat if you are, you know what I'm saying? I hate to even use the word fat, but it's like you can always find clothes, you know, especially if you're in your weight loss journey and you're not where you want to be yet, but you know, you can pick out clothes that you do feel good in. And I think that's important to do.
Well, I think the key here is comfort. If you're uncomfortable in those clothes, you're not going to have a good time, no matter what you're doing. And so, does this make me look fat? Probably. And so don't even ask the question. If you're asking yourself that question, or you feel like you have to ask someone else that question, the answer is yes. And do something about it. You know, do something about it.
I love that. Thanks for that. I mean, it's true. You know, I mean, and but at the same time, and I've always said this, you can be healthy and be a little overweight. It doesn't, life is not about having the perfect body. Even though, you know, I'm guilty over the years and, you know, especially being in the fitness industry of just, you know, never really totally being happy with how my appearance, but even as I've gotten older and I've, trial and error, I know what works for me, and I can look at myself and go, I'm happy with how I look. And there's women that might be 20 pounds heavier than me and look in the mirror and go, I like how I look. And that's all that matters. You know, if you're happy, as long as you're not, you know, 300 pounds, which is not, I think it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there about women should embrace their bodies and their fullness. And I think that's wonderful if you're happy with that, but if it's a healthy weight.
Right.
If it's obesity and you're really overweight and you're healthy and your risk of diabetes and heart, you know, heart issues and everything that go along with it, that's not healthy. That's not an excuse to say, well, I'm embracing my fullness. Well, not if you're 300 pounds, because that's not good for your heart and your, you know, your health. It's risking your life is what it's doing, honestly.
Absolutely. Always great.
Just had to put that out there.
Yeah. Always great to have you on the air. Tina Burnett Allen, everyone, you can reach her at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com or on Instagram at tbfitnesspro. I'll see you next week. Take care of yourself, Tina, and have a safe spring break. And we're going to go to break. Speaking of breaks, we've got Dr. Neil Barnard coming up. He is amazing. We're going to be talking about plant-based versus Mediterranean diet for weight loss. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
out of nighttime into the day. Do the song about a sweet old love and moon. And do the song about the night. Did you do the walk? Do the walk of life. Did you do the walk of life?
You're listening to One Life Radio. Make sure you check out our podcast and get to know the show at oneliferadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. We have one of the doctors that I respect most in this great country, this great nation that we live in. His name is Dr. Neil Barnard. He is president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, a faculty member of the George Washington University School of Medicine, and a fellow of the American College of Cardiology. In 2016, he founded Barnard Medical Center in Washington, D.C. to create a new model that integrates nutrition into conventional medical care. His federally funded diabetes research revolutionized the nutritional approaches to type 2 diabetes, and he now aims to empower readers with life-changing information on hormones and health. His latest book is Your Body in Balance, the New Science of Foods, Hormones, and Health. Their website is PCRM.org. Such an honor and a pleasure to have you back. Welcome, Dr. Neil Barnard.
Thank you. It's great to be back with you today.
I love your book, Your Body in Balance. It's such an incredible book, The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health. It's a New York Times, you're a New York Times bestselling author as well. And so you recently posted a study on PCRM.org showing that a vegan diet is more effective for weight loss than the Mediterranean diet. Can you walk us through the study parameters?
Yeah, exactly. The reason that we did this is so many people want to improve the way they eat. They might want to lose some weight, get their cholesterol down, knock out their hot flashes, whatever it is. And if they look online, they'll hear people saying, well, you know, a Mediterranean diet's going to get you there. And it does sound kind of romantic, driving down the coast of Italy, you're going to have a glass of red wine, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a very attractive diet. But the question is, does it work? Like, if you do a Mediterranean diet, which is less red meat, more fish and chicken, less dairy, more olive oil, that kind of thing, will that really melt away the pounds? So what we did is we brought in 62 people. Everybody wanted to lose weight. But half of them went on a Mediterranean diet. The other half went vegan. And when I say vegan, I mean no animal products at all. And we kept oils low. Okay. So half did one, half did the other. And they followed their diet for 4 whole months. We put everybody on the scale. We looked to see how their weight changed. We checked their cholesterol. And then we switched them to the opposite diet. So the people who had been Mediterranean now went vegan. The people who had been vegan now went Mediterranean. So in other words, everybody tried both diets.
Interesting.
And I want to tell you the results were really, really, really striking.
Wow.
The people on the vegan diet lost weight. They lost about over 16 weeks, about 13, 14 pounds, something like that, on average. But the people on the Mediterranean diet, I am sorry to tell you, on average, they didn't lose anything at all, nothing.
Wow, wow.
And so they were very, very disappointed with the Mediterranean diet. And then when we looked at cholesterol, same story. The Mediterranean diet did not very much of anything. The vegan diet knocked cholesterol way down really very well. Blood pressure improved in both groups, and there actually was an advantage for the Mediterranean people. But overall, if a person's trying to lose weight, what we learned is the Mediterranean diet, not so hot, but getting the animal products out of your diet, topping your spaghetti with, instead of meat sauce, swap for the tomato sauce, make it vegan, that is going to help people to really lose weight and get their cholesterol down.
Yeah. No, I had spaghetti last night. No meat.
Oh, there you go.
It was so good. It was just really, really good. And I had vegan meatballs. They were so yummy. For listeners who may not be familiar, what is the difference between a vegan diet and a Mediterranean diet?
They, they're, in a way, they're kind of variants on the same theme in that they both, a Mediterranean diet sort of emphasizes plant foods. It's more vegetables, more fruits, but it really doesn't eliminate meat. But a vegan diet says, yep, vegetables, fruits, beans, grains, no meat at all. So a vegan diet means no meat. A Mediterranean diet is sort of low meat, you might say. And unfortunately, when people eat fish, they think, well, it doesn't have any fat in it. It might have as much fat as beef. Same with chicken. You can take the skin off your chicken. Mm-hmm. There's still cholesterol in it. There's still fat in it. But when people eat plant foods, that really brings them away from the animal fats completely. And that seems to what helps the most to really get people losing weight and feeling better.
Mm-hmm. The thing about meat, it's not antibiotic free. There's so many problems with it. And we ingest that bacteria, right? The super bacteria that are resistant to the antibiotics from the animals that are treated with antibiotics, right?
Not only this, but when people eat plant-based foods, the natural bacteria that are in your intestinal tract improve. They become much healthier. Researchers a number of years ago did a fascinating study. They looked at meat eaters and they looked at their gut bacteria, and they found that meat eaters have pretty unhealthy gut bacteria. Mm-hmm. They looked at people following a more plant-based diet. They got healthier gut bacteria. But what they did in this particular study is they had men in rural South Africa where they ate mostly plants, lots of root vegetables and very little meat. And they took a group of men in Pittsburgh who were eating, you name it, chicken, Spam, sausage.
Yeah.
And what they asked them to switch diets for 2 weeks. And when the people went from the Pittsburgh meaty diet to the African mostly plant diet, their gut bacteria improved within about 2 weeks' time. So when people are on a completely vegan diet, not only do you lose weight, but yes, what you said is right. Your gut bacteria are going to be healthier too.
Well, and you know, when you think of Mediterranean diet, you think of all this fresh fish, you know, like you said, very romantic. They've, you know, caught it off the shore, you know, and they're, but it's a lifestyle too, the Mediterranean diet, where there are some good lessons to be learned from that. But what about fish? You know, what about the omega-3s?
Yeah, well, there are omega-3s in fish, but the problem is that most of the fat in any kind of fish is not omega-3. There's a sprinkle of omega-3 in there, but there's a lot of bad fat in there mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you some numbers. Let's say you go to the store. You say, give me some nice fatty fish because it's got the omega-3, and they give you mm-hmm. a fillet of Chinook salmon. You take it home, and the fat content of it is, it's actually more than 50% of its calories come from fat, so it's a very fatty fish. And of that fat, a fair amount of it, about 3.2 grams of it, are plain old saturated fat. That's the artery clogging fat that you find. It's in that you find in beef. Well, it's in the salmon too. So yes, there are good fats in fish, but there's also a lot of bad fat along with it.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting, this study that you guys did. Did the study evaluate weight loss only or overall health of the participant?
It really looked at both. It looked at overall health. Cholesterol levels fell much better in the vegan diet, did not improve much at all in the Mediterranean diet. And then we looked at something called insulin resistance. When your cells are not responding normally to insulin, that means to your natural body's insulin, that means you're headed toward diabetes. That was worse in the Mediterranean people, too. And the vegans, that tended to improve. So for overall health, and when I say overall health, weight, cholesterol, blood pressure, risk of diabetes, a plant-based diet seems to have the best overall package. And when you look at people who follow it for a long period of time, they do well. But I have to tell you, Bernadette, I did not grow up with a vegan diet. Mm-hmm. I have since adopted it. But I grew up in Fargo, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad grew up in the cattle business.
Right.
And all my family members, that was kind of the way we all ate. And it took me some time to realize that it's actually pretty easy to go vegan, and the payoff is just enormous.
I recommend it
for everybody, but you didn't have to be raised that way. It is never too late to change.
Well, yeah. And even if, you know, if people have difficulty with it at first, which a lot of people do, you know, you can do it you can do it every other day, or you can, you know, have your cheat meal, which includes your you know, whatever your meat choice is on the weekends. But it really does help the planet and your health. There's so many benefits to eating plant-based. There really is. But, you know, we're going to go for a quick break. Station identification. More coming up, everyone, with Dr. Neil Barnard. We're talking about plant-based versus Mediterranean diet for weight loss. But we've got lots more to talk about. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
On social media at One Life Radio.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior and Dr. Neil Barnard. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. If you're just now joining us, Dr. Barnard is president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, a faculty member of the George Washington University School of Medicine, and a fellow of the American College of Cardiology. His latest book is Your Body in Balance, The New Science of Foods, Hormones, and Health. Their website is pcrm.org. And today we're talking about plant-based versus Mediterranean diet for weight loss with Dr. Neil Barnard. You were federally funded for diabetes research, revolutionizing the nutritional approaches to type 2 diabetes. How does the vegan diet help with type 2 diabetes?
There's really been a huge breakthrough in diabetes. And the old idea was that you got diabetes because you ate too much sugar, and so that makes the amount of sugar in your blood rise. That's really not the issue. What we found out is that when you eat fatty foods, the fat particles that you eat get into your cells, and that goofs up your cells' ability to take sugar out of your blood. I know it sounds a little bit complicated, but let's say a person eats a chicken wing or a ham sandwich. The fat that's in those foods will get into your muscle cells. The fat gets into your liver cells. And when the fat gums up the cell, then the cell can no longer take sugar out of the blood. So your sugar is building up in your bloodstream because the cell can't handle it. Mm-hmm. So what we did with an NIH grant was we put people on a diet that had no animal products in it at all. It was a vegan diet. We kept oils low. The fat starts to come out of the cells, and diabetes improves, and in some cases, it just goes away. Mm-hmm. And people who have been injecting insulin day after day find that they need less and less and less insulin. Sometimes they get off it completely, and it has just been miraculous. And I would encourage anyone who is dealing with diabetes, or for that matter, with hormonal issues like hot flashes and things, to look at what diet can do. Because if you go beyond some of the basic diet changes people try to make into something that really works, it can just be life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you say that about hormone, do men go through hormonal changes as well? I've always wanted to ask that, you know, on the air. Do they, or is it just a woman thing?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you that menopause really is a woman thing. It is not the same in men at all. Now, men do go through some changes, but it's really not the same. For menopause, the ovaries have decided, okay, factory's closed. We are no longer going to be fertile. And so the amount of estrogen drops dramatically, and that's when hot flashes will kick in. So what we have been investigating, and I describe this in Your Body in Balance, is a diet that has three steps. You avoid animal products, and you could just test this. Do it for 2 months and see. or 2-3 months, something like that. No animal products. Keep oils really low. And as an interesting addition, try having some soybeans in your diet. Go to the store, go to the health food store, get them online, cook up in your pressure cooker some soybeans and have about a half a cup a day. They taste kind of like pine nuts. Put them on your salad, put them in a soup. The combination, vegetarian or vegan diet really, low oil plus soybeans, for some women just knocks out their hot flashes or greatly improves them. And for a woman who's, let's say you're waking up 5 times a night with, you know, night sweats, and during the day you're breaking out with hot flashes, to be able to be free from that is really cool. Plus, the same diet changes cause weight loss, better cholesterol, better energy, and it's just life-changing for so many people.
Yeah, we use weight loss. So the word diet, you know, has become synonymous with weight, with losing weight. But how does one think of plant-based eating as a lifestyle and not a way to lose weight? We've only got about 3 minutes.
Really quick, you're not controlling your portions. People think diet means tiny portion. I've got to measure this, measure that. Don't do that. Think of it as just more like choices. Okay, you had spaghetti last night. You could have had the meat sauce. You could have had the cream sauce. But instead, you have, say, a spicy tomato sauce, maybe some sautéed spinach in there, fine. Or you're going to have chili. It could be meat chili with ground beef, or instead have the bean chili. In each one of these cases, there's the vegan option, which is the healthy one. That's the one to pick.
Yeah, I had the Impossible Burger burgers the other night, too. That was fun.
Okay.
You know, I cooked them in a pan, and we had, what did we have with it? We had sweet potato fries, which were probably not the healthiest thing, but we did eat the Impossible Burger and fried them in the pan ourselves, because you can buy the meat now at Trader Joe's. Did you know that? By the pound? It looks just like hamburger, but it's Impossible meat. Plant-based.
I encourage everybody to just give it a try for a couple of months and just see what happens. And you don't have to give up your skepticism, but what you might be able to give up is those extra weight, those extra pounds. You might be able to give up your diabetes, so to speak. And for so many people, they just feel great to be able to make this change.
Well, and I love that I'm helping animals and the environment. And so what is your advice for someone out there listening that think, well, you know, I might start a plant-based diet? What do you want them to know?
Okay, about a minute. Two steps. Take 1 week and just think about the foods you'll eat. Plan them out, test them out, see if you like them. Think about vegan foods. Make a list for a week. After that week is done, you got a good list. Now take 3 weeks. Do it all vegan all the time for 21 days, 3 weeks. And at the end of that period of time, you're going to be thinner, you're going to feel better, and you're going to see, I can really do this. And then if you want to just continue, it is so easy. So take a week and plan it out. Take 3 weeks for a test drive, and you are set.
I love it. Dr. Barnard, thank you so much. Always a pleasure and an honor to have you on One Life Radio. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today.
Thank you, Bernadette.
All right. Always a pleasure, you guys. Get his book. It's called Your Body in Balance, The New Science of Foods, Hormones, and Health. I believe I got mine at Amazon.com. Their website is PCRM.org. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you again, Dr. Neil Barnard. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Live it to the fullest today.